Oh yeah, she got some power in her little booty. I already knew. Yeah, she got some power. She worked that little booty in my feet.
Can I get it?
Serenity now. Ay-ay-ay.
All right. And we're back. Special guest, so happy to introduce to the world one of my favorite people of all time. The young, the great, the impossibly talented, the handsome, the tall, the so strong, we'll fuck you up on a moment's notice. Shane the Volcano Holter. Bam, 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 bam.
Woo!
What's up, buddy?
What's going on? How are you?
I am. Wow, you sound great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I'm getting used to hearing new voices.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
Clear as day.
Wait.
Wow.
It's Owen Wilson saying, wow. You can't hear it because you don't have headphones.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. We were just talking about something. Leo's Tacos.
Leo's Tacos. It's a taco truck. I guess they're all over the place. Because, you know, I have a buddy that's like a taco enthusiast, and he goes to LA like almost like 3 times a week, mm-hmm. and he lives in Orange County to check out like different taco trucks. And he's like, oh yeah, dude, you've never been to Leo's? It's, you know, it's only like, he's like, it's been in OC, like in Santa Ana, like forever. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I only thought it was like a, kind of took away my thunder. I thought it was like an LA thing. I'm like, oh yeah, only in LA. You should try it, dude. And he's like, dude, I went to Santa Ana. That's like 20 minutes down the road. And he's like, I got these tacos. But
he traveled to get the tacos?
He traveled to get the tacos.
Wow.
Yes. He is quite the taco enthusiast for sure.
Damn, you gotta be.
I know, seriously. I mean, especially if you're willing to make that track 3 times a week.
Right.
And doesn't question it ever.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But it's also good to have one of those friends because, you know, it kind of gives them an excuse as well. Like, I'm like, oh, you're getting tacos. Like, you want to just pick me up on the way? It's like, it's perfect. Gives me a reason to eat some tacos, so it's awesome.
I like tacos, too.
And by the way, that was the best introduction I've probably almost ever had,
hey!
So I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Of course, of course. Awesome. This is customary on the cast. We cheers.
Cheers.
Salute. Yeah, I just wanted, obviously, you know, Cal is on punishment indefinitely.
He's in the doghouse.
Apparently, he made a boom on the rug. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, he's getting his nose rubbed in it.
Okay.
He's not coming out of his crate anytime soon.
Nice.
So
nice.
We're just, you know, we got to keep the show rolling.
Absolutely.
And I'm just really glad or happy to have the opportunity to expose the world to the multitude of talented and interesting individuals that I know.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Fit that mold, sir.
I appreciate that, man.
Absolutely.
Honestly, thanks for having me on, dude.
Of course, of course.
Big fan.
So what I wanted to do was I kind of wanted to use this as like an introduction,
mm-hmm.
you know, of you to our audience,
mm-hmm.
any audience, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just kind of, you know, shoot the shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Show people why I like you so much. You know?
Yeah.
And just, yeah, cut it up. Like, so first and foremost, we met at the same place me and Cal met.
Yes.
I met you first, actually.
Yeah.
And instant bond.
Definitely.
We're boys.
Yeah.
Biggest thieves.
Absolutely.
Real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
Had a lot to do with a similar work ethic.
100%.
Getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And you showed me the ropes.
Yeah.
Which was huge.
Yeah.
Because you're, probably, I would say, you're probably, what, 26?
26, yep.
So you're 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And you were outworking everyone, and I was like, I like this fucking kid.
He's great. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, I mean, it's funny, you know, the relationships that you, like you said, we bonded right away.
Right.
Which is like, but it's like, not only was the work ethic that, you know, you noticed right away,
mm-hmm.
and like, it's kind of funny, they kind of put me in the role where, you know, James would always say, he was like, hey, you know, kind of Shane, anyone I bring in, you know, kind of show them the way, like show them the ropes, you know, because, you know, that's what, like, I was, you know, I was lucky enough to be shown like the right way and stuff like right. that, you know, be right. trained by the right people. But no, I mean, we bonded right away. And honestly, it's funny because we came kind of from the same, you know, a previous country club, like, you know, right. you coming from the country club that you're coming
right,
from.
Right, right.
You're like, dude, it's, you know, it's top 100 or whatever it is, like, in the world. Mm-hmm. And, like, I came from, you know, a top 100 golf course in the world right, as well. Right.
But mine was maybe the top 100 in the state of Virginia.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because,
okay.
yeah.
I'm giving it so much credit. Yeah. I'm like,
yours.
I can say mine is in the top 100. yeah. So, I mean, that's your my spot, bad for being misinformed. But I do know. I mean, same with Cal, though, as well. I mean, he came from a great
right.
you know, country club.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So did Blakers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Blake like as well. Everyone came from great spots. I think my differing factor was I was like at a higher role
100%
at my place, you
absolutely.
Know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
that's why I was able to get in mm-hmm. entry level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As easily as I did, mm-hmm. you know, with no questions asked basically.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was interesting because I also didn't have the typical route into the golf industry,
yeah,
where you start at the bottom and work. Yeah. I basically just went like mid level and then just went up.
Interesting.
So it was fun for me to come, especially working with, you know, the outside ops
definitely,
from
yeah.
the higher position, and seeing how like shitty, you know,
yeah.
the work quality could be sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
People slacking off and fucking off, and then. When I come in, I see you and you're just grinding, getting after it, always like on the ball, knows everyone. What do you need? You don't even ask. You already knew.
Yeah.
And that was huge. It just made me realize like, man, this kid's legit.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, and I appreciate it. Honestly, it's, and I guess it's just kind of like, you know, we've talked about this before, but coming from the country club that I was coming from and just like what they expect.
Right.
By being a top 100 golf course,
yeah,
the quality of service that they expect there, it's unprecedented. It's like mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. the reason why they pay so much money. It's the reason why they have the people that they do, and it has the, you know, the credibility, and kind of same process though as in what you said. I wanted to ask you though, so when you come in to like, you know, Wilshire,
right.
And, you know, you come from a country club, and like you said, everyone kind of was like, whoa, okay. Like, you know, mm-hmm. he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when they interviewed me, legitimately, I just brought up Shady. I would just bring up the name. I'd be like, yeah, I'm from Shady.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll never forget, the GM, first thing he says to me, I'm in his office. James is like, I want you to meet him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I sit in this guy's office, and, you know, obviously you're intimidated because you don't know, you know, what he expects of you or whatever. And maybe just me, I'm a nervous wreck always. And, he literally, the first thing he says to me, he's like, hey, what's your name? Shane, nice to meet you. And he goes, resume? I go, literally, a deer in the headlights. I go, like, almost excuse me? I was
right.
like, and then no joke, James is like, oh, he's from Shady. And then he goes, oh, okay, never mind. He's like, oh, no, you're, hey, oh, my
nice.
God. Pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and it was so crazy, like, ever since then, like, the way that he kind of looked at me was like, always top tier.
Right.
And I mean, you know, to even go to your point, I just, you know, for him to think of me like that and just like, I want to not only like, it doesn't really matter what he thinks of me because he's not seeing me day to day.
Yeah.
You were seeing me like day to day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you could see me on my worst days and, you know, me, like my kind of, you know, escape, it's like, I like working.
Right.
And like, right. honestly, you know, we talked about this. When I'm at work, why not work as hard as you possibly can? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's just.
What the hell else are you there to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like me, I've just always kind of had that mentality where, and I also like, maybe just like care too much about other people that no joke. I'm like, I want to make sure everyone gets taken care of and no one has to do extra work because I'm slacking.
Right, 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 right.
And that's almost like, I mean.
And that's so important in a team.
Oh, absolutely.
Trying to build everyone up, you know?
Definitely, yeah. definitely. And I also think like it, not only, it like shows others to be like, oh, okay, well like Shane's doing that. Like,
right.
dude, I got to like step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And like you said, I mean, when it comes to a team aspect, that's super important.
Yeah, because yeah. if you're willing to work hard to make it easier or at least not harder
yes.
for everyone else, mm-hmm. you would hope that they would have the same decency to, you know, what's the word? Like, to reciprocate.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you see people that don't, Jesus, is that infuriating.
It is.
You're
it
just
is.
Watching some clown dick around. Yeah. We know his name. Fucking Donnie.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
We've talked about it ad
nauseam. Brando, that yeah, Brando guy.
What a clune.
Oh, my God.
Total clune.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that to me, I just recognize it right off the get. This guy gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, our sense of humor.
Yeah.
Was hand in hand.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. like we just kind of, it made sense. Actually, a couple of times I was like, man, like, I feel like, because we're from complete opposite.
I was going to add on to that. Yeah. Because honestly, it's crazy to think how similar me and you are mm-hmm. from how different, like, places that we grew up.
Absolutely.
Like, it couldn't be farther off.
Right. But I feel like they're similar.
Yeah.
They're similar and they're different. It's like socioeconomically, they're yeah. very similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we grew up in the suburbs yes. on the south side of Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up in like a suburb in, you know,
South Orange County.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
So, you know, it's like neither of us had any form of affluence, you know. It wasn't extravagantly wealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we grew up like, you know, comfortable enough.
Exactly.
You know,
like I would say like middle class.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was definitely lower middle class.
Okay.
But I wasn't always. It was more like after my parents split, you know.
And it's kind of, you know, to elaborate on that just a little bit. I started, you know, in lower middle class. Like my mom, you know, struggled. Honestly, shout out my mom. She, you know, went through a lot. Even with my dad as well, like, you know, everyone has their own problems.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I would say I started probably lower middle class.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood that I grew up in was, I mean, tougher than most people from South Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, I'd like to say just middle class because I'm very, you know, blessed to grow up, like, especially go to the high school that I went to and the middle school and the friends that I have and, you know, the friends that I made throughout, you know, struggling and not struggling.
Shout out your high school.
Oh, absolutely.
What do we
got? Shout out El Toro High School.
Woo!
The famous 20 stare, as, you know, anyone would know it from.
Yes.
Yeah, from hey, what's that show? You remember
watching people break themselves off?
You remember
off?
Scarred?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy hit his head. I forgot what the skateboarder's name is. He tried to ollie it, smacks the back of his head, and, like, literally had, like, I think he had, like, 14 stitches in the back of his head.
He's lucky he fucking walked away.
I couldn't agree more.
You know? That's insane.
Okay, and speaking of
that. Those young skulls, they kind of pop right
off.
Dude,
I don't know, like, do you keep up with, like, what's been done on the fucking 20 nowadays, dude?
Nah, not really.
Dude, a kid backflipped it on a fucking razor. Dude, I have the video, literally. Dude.
Wow.
That's insane.
It's ridiculous. Dude, I swear to God, every single person that I know on Twitter that went to El Toro, everyone commented like...
Did he have a helmet on?
No.
No, he didn't.
Backflips it. Yeah, with a...
How old was this kid?
Dude, he's probably like fucking... He's probably like 19.
I was thinking it was a grown man.
No, 19 years old, dude, like a kid. And dude, he made it look so fucking easy. And I was like... Think about a razor on, like, the platform you have to land on.
Oh, yeah.
It's so thin.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention, like I said, every single person that I know that went to El Toro High School on Twitter that I follow commented and was like, dude, this is what the fucking kids are doing now, dude, just acting like this is nothing. Like,
right,
I'm like.
Right, right,
dude, it, like.
That should be, like, front page news.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. And also.
Yeah.
How sturdy are they building these fucking scooters?
Oh, dude. Wow.
What the
fuck? Hey, that's a good thing.
That's got to be a custy scooter.
And not to mention, I don't know if I told you as well, El Toro, they made it almost, I can't say unjumpable.
Hey, you shut up down there. We got Gus. We got one of the producers of the show, Gus, just flopping around.
Laying on the ground.
Himself into the ground.
Laying
like
on the ground. They made El Toro 20 harder to skate on because they How's made that? The what's it called? They made the surface
like
that
the
you land
up?
On.
Oh, that you land on.
That you land on super rugged. You almost can't even skate on it at all.
Oh, wow.
And no joke, this, and I'm pretty sure I could
put
be wrong,
cobblestone
but
in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And it's like, can you imagine landing on those fucking bumps, dude? You just die. But like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know for a fact. I would have to probably fact check it, but I think they did that and the kids still landed on the scooter, like as in like still did it.
That's insane.
I think. Honestly, I'm giving him way more, as in like, if he did do that, that's a lot of credit, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, backflipping it in general, fuck it. It doesn't matter about.
Just to have the ball, to look at it and be like, I'm going to backflip that.
Bro, ollieing it is like, was the biggest feat ever. Right. And like, dude, if you did it in high school, like, you were insane.
Who are the people that did it?
There was a ton of people that did. My brother's friend Dana actually did it as well.
Oh, shit.
Shout out Dana, dude. Yeah, he did it, and like he was just one of those guys that wasn't afraid. Like as in, he was like, "Oh, right. Dude, I see people doing it.
Right,
I'm gonna try it."
It is interesting though, in all aspects of life, it's like once a hurdle's kind of jumped,
mm-hmm.
once the goal's been achieved,
yeah.
That was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like more and more people just kind of do it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I remember, you know, we had this gap. Back home called Market Square Gap.
Okay.
And, you know, a couple of the guys who rode for the skate shop in town, Dominion.
Yeah.
Like, they would do it.
Okay.
And you're just like, that's impossible. And then one night we're at my buddy Ariola's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
and he's fucking jumping down it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then, of course, my one boy, Chenry, he snapped the shit out of his leg doing that gap in the dark.
Fuck.
Shout out, Chen.
Oh, my God. Did he have lights when he was doing it in the dark, or was it just
hell
completely?
Hell no.
Dude, I know. That's fucking nuts, dude. Yeah. When you think about, like, skate spots, like, especially, like, back in the day like that, I'll never forget my brother fucking bought lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he reached it, like, when he was in high school, he was, like, probably, like, 16, 17.
They were filming and stuff, too.
That's right? Of course. My brother was always kind of filming, like, you know, always, but... It's just funny because lights were such an essential part because guess what? It's like, dude, a school is fucking open. You know, it's like there's people there. You can't skate the El Toro 20 like when it's during the fucking hours.
No, you have to wait
until like later in the day, obviously.
Right.
Usually summer because it's like, you know, there's no one there. But
dude,
it's still, I mean, they still crack down on it pretty gnarly, even with the shit that I told you with the ground and other shit like that. They crack down on it pretty gnarly.
The other day I went by and there were kids pouring over the fence at Hollywood High.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Just jumping that bitch. And
I
like
love
there
that
was
shit.
Like 14, 15 kids just all just scrambling around, riding up to the rail about to do it. I was just like, this is sick. That's one thing I trip out about living here now.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing these iconic skate spots.
Oh, it's insane.
They're just everywhere.
Dude, it's absolutely insane. And especially, I mean, you know, seeing these old skate videos and them talking about this shit.
Right, right.
And even me being in Orange County an hour away,
mm-hmm.
dude, I told you, I've seen it once. I've seen all these spots like once, you know, like Santa Monica Pier, like, you know, the stairs, like the flat stairs and stuff. And I'm just like, you see all these videos and you kind of almost look at it like, dude, I'll never be able to go there, kind of. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's almost like a fairy tale.
It's abstract. It's like it doesn't really exist.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It only exists in movies.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
And no, I mean, just to live here, like you said, and only being an hour away. Driving by it, it's a crazy feeling, dude. It'll never kind of almost go away, at least for me.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
I mean, being a kid in Richmond, Virginia, watching skate videos.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just, everything seems so much bigger than it actually is.
Definitely.
You know, like, not even, like, the scale of the obstacle, but, like, the thought of being in these places, you're like, man, like, it's a fucking movie.
The environment.
Right. Yeah. You're just like, it doesn't actually exist. It only exists in movies.
Oh, yeah.
In fairy tales.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I'm 33 and I'm like getting in and out and I drive by Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh my God, funny. You know, that's the spot that I dreamed about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never had any illusion in my mind of being able to partake in those festivities.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
No. But
isn't that crazy to think too? And like, you know, to bring back to the point, that's something that I can't say that we didn't find out till later, but like, as soon as, it's funny, a skating kind of culture, when you kind of grew up in that shit.
Yeah.
For me and you to like talk about that kind of almost like, not right away, but like eventually you're like, oh yeah, I used to skate, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
yeah,
no way. I was like, and then I know you're eight, you know, like you're closer to my brother's age and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, me growing up in that culture and seeing my brother and like, you know, growing up, in it, It's something that we also bonded on.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's just, you don't hear it all the time.
Mm-mm.
And especially, I mean, you know, in California, it's like, you know, you could skate year round fucking like all the time. Like
absolutely.
The weather's perfect.
Absolutely.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, you know, you just think about it, but even in like, dude, in Arizona, like you'd have to be pretty ballsy to skate like in fucking summer, like 120 and shit,
just
dude.
Melts the wheels.
Yeah, dude. And you're like grinding gnarly fucking rails and like, dude, I couldn't even imagine skating a skate park. Like
just like riding up to it and putting your hand on the rail gives you a third degree burn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know. Like literally you like cook a fucking egg, like where you're landing and shit. Like it's like, no, it's the dude. That's insane.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. And like, it's crazy to think too. I mean, indoor skate parks though. I mean, people have those, but
absolutely.
Like, yeah,
absolutely.
It's not the same though. I mean, cause I mean, even my brother, you know, it's like,
there's nothing like being out there.
Exactly.
You know,
and especially at a spot, you know, right. Compared to a spot to a skate park, it's like skate.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about like in Richmond or anything, but dude, skate parks in fucking like OC and shit, it's like people would almost make fun of like some kids at skate parks.
Really?
Yeah, because skate park skating's like for an example, my brother used to always say, dude, he's like, I'm like, dude, this kid's pretty good. He goes, yeah, you know, he's a skate park skater though. I go, I take him to a spot, dude, he sucks. You can't do anything.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Because yeah.
First of all, it's like you get comfortable, you know all the shit there, you know, you
right.
know the ledges,
you've
you
got
know
your
the
line,
you know. Yeah, exactly. You got your lines, yeah. You got your consistent tricks that you consistently do on a daily basis.
Right.
Compared to if I brought you out of, you know, at this fucking ledge that you've never skated before and like you have no idea what to do because it's like, you know, like, oh shit, maybe it's not waxed enough. Maybe it's not this, or like, I don't know what I'd do on this because normally it's a different kind of element.
It's a totally different vibe. There's
yes.
you're out. It's not a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. There's an element of danger because you never know when the cops are going to show up.
That
you
too.
Never know when that some too. Asshole is going to walk by.
Yep.
But for the most part, what I think is important is, I mean, you look at how great these skate park kids
yep.
have become.
Yeah.
You know, you get a flat bar.
Yep.
And a ramp.
Yep.
Maybe a stair set with like a small rail or ledge, and these kids beat these things to death.
Oh, absolutely.
And they put the reps in, and then when they get out into the real world,
yeah.
they do things that people are like, how the fuck are they? It's because they were able to put the time in.
You got it.
You need a training ground.
You got to start somewhere.
Right.
I had a quarter pipe growing up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had a quarter pipe, as in like when I was in fourth,
are we allowed
grade.
To say tranny anymore? Pumping tranny?
I mean, it's a skate term, so
right,
I mean,
right.
Honestly, I swear to God, I mean, like, you know, you can when it comes to that regard.
Yeah.
As in, actually, who the fuck am I? I don't know, but it's like, who the fuck am I?
You know what?
Everyone's like, Shane says it's okay, so we could say, okay, he can fucking, we
the
can
logic
skate tranny.
Tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Shane said it's
Shane
okay.
Shane said it's okay, we can all skate tranny, okay,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, now we're all pumping tranny.
Exactly, we're pumping tranny, dude. what do you skate, tranny? Yeah, no, no, that's funny, but yeah, no, I grew up, I was lucky. We started with a flat bar, of course, like anyone does.
Oof.
Especially
broke my arm doing that shit.
Dude, we had a fucking flat bar that you didn't even need to ollie to board slide.
Oh, like, cool.
It was the perfect thing
you
to learn
kind
on.
You just do slappies up onto
exactly.
it.
Yeah. And my brother legitimately, you know, when like me growing up, he's like board slide, you know, Shane. And like, I didn't even have to ollie, but I would want to ollie cause it looks cooler, you know?
Yeah.
But like, no
obviously.
Joke, the easiest thing to learn on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we started with that. And then my brother literally, like, I think for Christmas or something, dude, my dad, wake up one morning, walk out to the fucking driveway. We had a huge driveway.
Yeah.
And, like, no joke, dude, we walk out to the driveway. Huge fucking, not, it wasn't tall. It wasn't that tall. It was probably like 5 or 6 feet tall.
That's fucking tall.
It's pretty, probably 5 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 5 feet. Quarter pipe in our fucking driveway. And my dad
sick.
Pulled all the cars out. So, no joke, dude, we'd just fucking skate this quarter pipe. And, like,
yeah.
that's where I learned, you know. Fucking how to like rock to fakies
right,
and all that,
right,
all that
right,
shit.
Right.
And it was super fun, dude. And honestly, really funny story. This, one of my friends growing up never skateboarded, but like since I was so into skating, I showed him Baker 3 and
yes.
like he was like, dude, this is fucking sick, you
I
know? Like,
be a part of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, dude, like I want to fucking, like, he's like, Shane, I want to like, you know, learn how to skate and shit. And my brother and me, and dude, first day that we ever like had him, like he was like, dude, I'm ready to drop in on your quarter pipe, dude. Like, you know, the 5 foot quarter pipe.
Oh no.
Yeah. Dropping in. And you remember how scary dropping in was, like when you've never really done it before.
Yeah.
Pushing your weight down because you,
I learned how to do it on two surfaces or on two mediums too.
Okay.
I learned how to do it on rollerblades.
I started with rollerblades as well. And I
rollerbladed forever.
I didn't rollerblade like super long because I kind of, my brother's friends made fun of me.
Oh, everyone makes fun of
and
you.
And no joke.
And
like,
I was fat. So it was like, I was the fat kid and I was on rollerblades. Oh,
see, I was
boy.
Just a skinny, like long haired blonde shirts. Kid. They just kind of looked at me like,
oh yeah,
dude, who's this kid? And I'll never forget, my brother's friend always gives me shit. He's like, dude, remember when you took your rollerblades to the skate park? And I go, and I still to this day, I go, no, I fucking didn't. Because I didn't. But I would skate around my neighborhood and shit with fucking rollerblades. But I'm like, don't say that I went to the skate park because I didn't. I'm like, I only skateboarded at the skate park. Like,
that's hilarious.
Because purposely, it's like, dude, I'm not going to fucking have people make fun of me at the skate park for rollerblading. Like, I was like way too like in my own head to be like, I'm not going to be fucking judged like that, dude.
Nothing is worse than you're having a good day, enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
You're doing your little form of extreme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then people just being like, screaming fruit booter at you.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh, so painful.
That's great. Yeah.
And you got nothing. You're so insecure already. You're
absolutely
a child.
Yeah.
And you got your peers just.
You don't know how to really
business.
Handle it. And like,
no.
And like skate culture too. Like, dude, you look up to all these like older guys doing sick tricks. And you're just, dude, you just don't want to do something wrong.
Right.
And if you do something like sick and you're like this little ass kid.
Yeah.
Like, I dropped in on like the fucking huge bowl at the skate park at Etney Skate Park in Lake Forest. I dropped in. It's called the penis bowl. It's shaped like a penis. Super funny. It literally, it has the two
penis
balls
bowl.
And then it has the penis. We call it the penis bowl. It's at Etney Skate Park in Lake Forest. And no joke, I dropped in when I was like, dude, I was like in fucking fifth grade. And like, no joke, it was like none of my friends would.
Everyone
like,
lost their mind.
Everyone's done it. Oh, but you know what's funny? I tried it. I didn't land, like I didn't stick it because I was going so fast. I was like, fuck, I didn't really like. I was also a bitch.
You just kind of bailed?
I bailed.
Yeah.
I bailed out as soon as I got to the bottom because I was going so fucking fast.
Right.
But the fact that I even tried it,
balls.
Dude, especially the older guys, they were like, bro, I'm this little ass fucking blonde haired kid. Dude,
right.
And they're just like, this kid has nuts.
Big balls.
Huge testicles. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that was like the really cool moment. Like, you know, when you're in fucking elementary school and you're like,
absolutely.
Dude, that was sick. You know, super dope.
Everyone's hype. Everyone's like, Shane, try to drop in on the penis bowl.
Exactly. And it's something that you could like almost like bring to school and be like,
so
I fucking, yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, I dropped into that fucking bowl and shit. But
like,
I wish I like had like the mind, like obviously like now where it's like, I would have fucking bragged to like a bunch of chicks and stuff back then.
Yeah.
But it's like, but like no joke.
But
I was
also
like,
they would have been like, what the fuck are
what
you talking
about? What the fuck
about?
Is that? What the fuck? Like,
who's a penis bowl?
Yeah. Who's the penis? What's
ew,
a penis?
Why are you touching penises? You're disgusting.
Why are you skating on a penis?
Oh my God, Shane, get away from me.
Exactly.
Why do you have a no fear shirt on right now?
That's hilarious. That's super funny. Me, it was like, dude, just honestly.
What brands? What do you think you were wearing?
No, I know
little
exactly what I was wearing.
Chain.
Dude, I'll never.
Blind? Were you a blind kid?
No, I always thought blind. I always wore
Flame Boy.
I always wore Etney shoes or S's.
Okay.
S was sick. S was sick. I used to shop at there's this place that's right next to Etney Skate Park. It's what's it called, dude? But anyways, you need like a special card to be able to get in. Like, as in like, you literally have to almost like work for them or be like a really good skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother knew like the owner of the place. And my brother was really good back then.
Oh yeah.
And, actually my brother's still really good, but anyways, he had this card and we used to, dude, I used to feel like the coolest fucking kid because my dad would take me there and no one else could go there. And I would get fucking like top shelf, like Etnies, S, Emerica.
Yeah.
All these brands, dude, that like I thought was awesome, you know, back in the day. And
hell
like,
yeah.
You know, even my dad would like get shit there. Like, it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I wish I could fucking think of it. It's still there, but now it's like all like, you know, like public and
right,
shit and
right,
everyone.
Right.
But
But
Etnies, I would say, is like the most I wore. Etnies.
Right.
Dude,
I liked Elwood jeans. I don't know if you remember that.
You remember Crew jeans?
Nah. Oh, yes.
Crew,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Crew was really popular.
Elwood was sick.
I've never heard of Elwood.
Yeah, they were dope.
Interesting.
Dude, do you remember? You probably don't remember Osiris.
I remember Osiris.
They had those D3s, those chunky ass shoes.
Never really wore them. No. No,
they were massive.
Do you remember when Etnies came out with the shoes that had G2 in it? You remember that?
No.
Dude, it's a.
I always thought Etnies was a poser brand.
Yeah, I mean, dude, to be honest with you, you know who really put me onto Etnies because he was sponsored by them back in the day. Was Ardo Sari. Remember Ardo?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cracked his head and Sari?
Yeah, exactly.
Or was that really Sari?
I think it was the first Sari.
Sari, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they had to cartoon.
Of him puking his guts out and shit?
Because he literally had a concussion and he fucking hit his head so hard.
Oh yeah.
He was the guy, him and, I forgot what other skateboarder, but dude, they kind of put me on Etnies, okay. Especially as a fucking kid, dude. I'm like, dude, these are sick. They just look dope.
I was like, DC.
DC was cool. Little bulky though for me, especially back in the day.
They had this like running shoe that I was into. It's called like the Alias or something.
Interesting.
I loved that shoe. DC.
I'm trying to think of other companies.
DVS, my buddy. DVS gave me a pair of white leather Getzes.
Interesting.
Woo!
Nice. Leather.
Fly as fuck.
Dude, you were fucking the coolest. Dude, leather?
Dude, he had them. They weren't mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gave them to me.
Oh, he gave them to you, like, off his fucking feet?
No, he was just like, I'm not wearing these. You need them.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's sick.
Damn, dude. Those were, I wore the fuck out of those things.
Oh, I can imagine.
Thinking, what other brands? S, I liked.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm trying.
Lakai was cool.
See, Lakai wasn't, like, dude, Lakai was nothing when, like, I was, like, growing up. Like, they had probably had, like, what, like, two fucking shoes that were, like, mainstream, kind of?
I feel like I had, like, the PJ Lads or something.
Yeah, cool. Dude, yeah, it's just, like, I'm trying to think of other brands, too, that, like, I like.
Well, then Nike stepped in and just fucked the whole world up.
Dude, are you kidding me? Come on.
SBs?
Nike SBs are sick.
Once the SBs came out, it was like, well, it's kind of a wrap now.
Yeah.
P-Rod stepped in, changed the game.
Dude.
Oh, that's my, I wear Janowskis every day.
Legitimately, dude, Janowski's like, dude, it changed the game forever.
Yeah. Well, he was more like, I also think he took a more artistic take on the skateboarding shoe.
Absolutely.
And like, it wasn't so much about the utility of the shoe itself as like he made a skateboarding style shoe that was more lifestyle. Kind of like stepping into that Jordan realm where.
Oh, for sure.
Because you don't play basketball in fucking $14,000 Dior Jordans.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's
dude,
like
you don't even. I barely know people that, dude, like work out in Jordans or like do anything. You like wear them like
around.
You wear them when you're
they're
not
like dress shoes
when you're not gonna step in mud, dude. You fucking wear Jordans, dude. Like it's like almost like dude. It's like almost like if you're going to a wedding or something. Like
right,
it's like
right,
where
right.
You just
want
to show
people
off
literally
so fucking
wear
much.
Them at their wedding. Now.
Yeah, definitely. No. So what I wanted to ask you, especially coming from Virginia, dude, how big was Vans for you guys? How big?
I had a pair. Because
in California, I mean, in everyone that, you know, everyone that's listening that's from California, Vans are the big, dude, my first pair or my first shoes ever being on this earth are Vans. My dad took me to the Vans store when I was literally like fucking born.
Right.
And bought me fucking Vans, like
that's
high
awesome.
Top Vans.
Vans weren't as big in the East Coast, but I will say, I'm pretty sure it's Vans, but one of the kids, when I was skating, there was this little guy who was just freakishly talented.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good, and he skated with all the kids, and everyone was always talking about him. This kid, Gilbert.
Okay.
And Gilbert went on to go pro, and I'm pretty sure he's pro for Vans and has his own shoes with Vans now.
That's super tight.
Like a couple of iterations of them.
Yeah.
He's been pro for years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's
rad. Like he's an OG now. And I don't know where Gilbert lives. I thought he moved back to Richmond. But
I feel like for skateboarding though, I mean, I feel like especially if you're pro, like you should like live here.
Yeah.
Depending on how
shout
big
out
are,
Gilbert
obviously.
Crockett. That kid.
That's sick.
Super talented. And it's always cool, like a hometown hero.
I might try to check out like some of his footage and shit. That'd be sick.
Yeah, he's probably he might be like a year or two older than you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, I mean, I was never really close with him at all.
Yeah.
We'd see each other in passing. Fucking super kid. And just, was just that weird thing.
Yeah.
Where you're just so good at something, you know?
I think I remember you telling me about him and like his like, you know, because obviously when it comes to skateboarding, it's like a lot of guys don't make it because they don't take it as they don't really take it seriously. As
right,
in,
right. A ton of talent.
A ton of talent. No, as work ethic. All talent.
Right.
And just not really. Well, also, it's like not only like the work ethic, but like they kind of just look at it as like an escape, kind of like like doing it for fun. But like, honestly, they could do it for like a job if they really
right,
like.
Right.
And I guess you could kind of say that's work ethic, but like I kind of more look at it as like. It just kind of goes unmissed, like as in their talent just, you know, it reaches a certain height because the way that they kind of just like look at skating in general, where now, especially back in the day, I feel like now it's more like you see the Nijas and yeah. and the people that are actually doing it. That, guess what, dude? It's like, I feel like it's more like it could happen now. There's a lot of sponsors that are absolutely. Backing absolutely. Skateboarding. There's skateboarding's like way more of a actual like
big business.
Sport and business
yeah.
than what it was like fucking 20 years ago or 15 years
right,
ago.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, obviously you see all the guys that made it back then, but I feel like it was kind of cream of the crop.
Yeah. It's very much like self-expression, you know,
yeah.
like some guys get into it for the art and the love of it.
Yes.
And then some guys have that innate like talent. They don't necessarily like equate it to like an artistic endeavor, but like mm-hmm. they love doing it.
Yeah.
And they just that's all they do. And I feel like those guys now are kind of
yeah
getting picked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like Nijah just kind of, I think you can't really equate anyone to him. He's kind of anomalous in the fact that
especially
he's like
yeah.
him and P-Rod.
Well, especially, yeah.
You know, very anomalous in their. Their success.
Especially, yeah, and especially the way that, like, you know,
but
he started.
Impossibly gifted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, just to kind of elaborate just a little bit, it was, like, kind of like, you know, there's a kid that I kind of grew up, like, as in, he's not my friend, he's my brother's friend, but he's one of those guys, because skateboarding, you know, it's like, we've talked about this, but, like, skateboarding, you know, you kind of get into a certain circle, and then it's like you're kind of like a badass, you know, and then you kind of go down the wrong path mentally.
Mm.
You know, you get occupied by other things other than skateboarding.
The party.
Party, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I've seen it, you know, I've seen it happen to tons of people.
Oh,
tons of people.
I can think of two kids right off the get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
two little yeah. badasses.
Yeah.
They were so gifted. And
there's
then they started smoking crack. Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane. And not to mention, I mean.
Literally smoking crack.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, I mean,
like young.
Yeah. I mean, there's people
robbing, stealing, drinking,
yep,
doing all the wrong things.
Yeah.
And they had more talent than mm-hmm. anyone on the planet.
Yeah.
But it was also, you know, like you can always equate, like, you or not equate, you can look at someone's talent and be like, how would you let that go? But you lose sight of the fact that that's a person.
It is,
and
yeah.
And they've got all this fucked up trauma and they grew up in bullshit, you
I
know?
I couldn't agree more, yeah.
Yeah. So it feels shitty to kind of only see them as their talent,
yeah,
and not recognize that, like,
as
man,
that they're a human being just like
right,
anyone else.
Right,
and guess
right,
what? They
right.
make mistakes. They
right.
they think,
like, if I had that, I would never. You don't know.
I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I mean, dude, like, I think all of us genuinely could say that we judge from the outside when it comes to shit like that.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, fuck, man, like. Dude, this guy had all this talent. Like, I mean, dude.
You see the accomplishments. You don't see the demons.
You yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, and me, sports reference, it's like, dude, like Jamarcus Russell, you know, he was the number one pick from LSU,
right?
Right. He was a can't-miss quarterback. 6'6",
mm-hmm.
just crazy gifted, athletic,
yeah.
just, dude, the most gifted guy, like, as in, especially physically.
Right,
okay?
right.
And then he gets drafted by the Raiders, number one, and no joke, dude. And they say it on Twitter all the time. Dude, the guy never watched a fucking second of film in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
mm-hmm.
as a quarterback, the number one thing you have to do, it doesn't even like, dude, you could be like, you know, you don't have to be crazy. I mean, it does help, obviously.
Dude, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that, yes.
Tom Brady
was very mediocre, almost bad at everything.
Dude,
they said he was slow.
His, yeah, you can clock his 40 with a sundial.
Dude, seriously.
He's
honestly,
slow.
I don't know if you've watched that
goofy.
Video when he fucking runs it.
He
looks goofy.
He can chuck it a little bit.
He could chuck.
He's got an arm.
He's got some arm strength,
yeah.
But dude, was it anything better than anyone else? Absolutely not.
No.
But mentally.
Joe Flacco could throw it like end 100%. To end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And mentally, he's just the strongest and he studies harder than anyone else.
Absolutely.
But,
and he doesn't eat strawberries because he's a champion.
That's
and he'll
funny.
Fuck your mom if you're not watching him.
Seriously.
You better watch out.
Dual
Tom
threat.
Brady's a bad man.
Dual threat. and I don't really even like the guy. No, I'm just kidding. He's good. But what's it called? Jamarcus Russell, though, so easy to judge. Because you're just like, oh, dude, like, bro, you have all this talent. You get drafted number one. You made $10 million on your rookie fucking contract. No joke, dude. And they gave him a chance. They gave him empty tapes. Like, as in, they gave him tapes, and they're like, hey, man, watch these. And right. he was like, okay, because they knew he wasn't going to.
Yeah.
And then they asked him, like, knowing that they're empty, they asked him, they go, hey, so what'd you learn on those tapes? What'd you see? And he made up something. He was like, oh, it was like, you know, the, he was like, yeah, it was like cover three defense, you know?
I love that.
Dude. And I was like, and obviously
like,
it's.
Yeah, they were running that old slippery banana peel offense.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like literally just making up shit,
God,
dude.
Damn it,
Jamarcus. Oh my God. Just one big fucking, just kind of like, dude, just like a bullshit artist.
Right.
But it's so easy to judge him. But dude, like,
is he still in the league?
No, dude. He tried to make a comeback, kind of like Vince Young did. Mm. As in, but Vince Young, obviously, way different story, way different.
Right.
You know, I don't even want to compare the two.
Yeah.
But Jamarcus Russell tried to make a comeback, I heard, like, a couple years ago, because he was like, oh, dude, like, you know, like, actually, like, putting in the time and effort. Because, obviously, the older you get, the more you kind of realize, like, oh, fuck, dude, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I just would have put in the work mentally and, right. and you know, put it.
Right.
Like,
you don't even know where he is. Maybe
exactly, dude. And that's kind of like, and that's what I mean. That's that the whole point is that like, it's so easy to judge somebody, you know,
so
from the
easy
outside.
To throw stones
easily,
so easy.
Especially in like, you know, in sports and shit like that. It's just like, but you don't know where the fuck he came. Dude, he probably right. came from fucking nothing.
Right.
And guess what, dude?
He was the golden child.
He's probably such a great fucking athlete.
Yeah.
That, no joke. He just probably just breezed by and like, as in school wise, and just was kind of like, fuck, dude, I'm a great athlete. I know I'm going to make it, you know? And then next thing you know, dude, he's like fucking, you know, going, I don't know if he's going broke, but.
Yeah, we'll see
about
that.
A rookie contract though, dude. I mean, fuck, if you're not careful, dude, 11 million, it's like 11
million
nowadays.
How many car wash is, you know, that people
dude.
Were like, dude, I got a great idea. I just need your name on this car wash franchise.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, maybe you bought Bitcoin. We don't know.
Straight up.
Could you imagine? He's actually.
Can you imagine? He's like.
He's brilliant financially.
He's like Akon. He's like fucking.
Oh
dude, he's just like
God.
Making fucking billions like somewhere else.
Isn't he going to have his own city?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Dude, he invested. I love Akon. Like reading shit about him. Like,
well, that's the craziest thing we've ever heard on this podcast.
Oh, dude.
Clip
yeah.
it.
Yeah, seriously.
I love Akon. I've never heard anyone say that.
I love Akon.
I've
never talked to his mom. Not only was he great musically.
Wow.
In like seventh grade.
Oh, wait, locked up? They won't let me out.
That's a good song.
They won't let me
out. I like Don't Matter. Don't Matter was me and my girlfriend's song in sixth grade.
Oh my
but
God.
But it don't matter, no, because I got you. You know?
That was him?
Nobody want to see us together, but
oh
it don't matter,
God.
No,
because I got you. You yeah. did it too upbeat.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody want to see us together, yeah. but it don't matter, no.
I know. You're like, who the fuck's singing that shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great song. But he came
I'm not
going to
lie. It is. That is a good song.
It's
I can't front
songs.
On you.
It's some good songs.
Yeah.
But like.
I mean, bops.
Straight up.
Bangers.
Dude. Slaps. Bam. Slaps.
Whoop-ow.
Whoop-ow.
Getting pitted.
Whoop-ow.
All yeah. right. So we've gone all over the map.
Yes.
Which I knew was going to happen.
Definitely.
Once we gets to going. You're my guy. Producer babe, would you get me a White Claw? You're the best.
Thank you.
I wanted to. All right, so we've gone off the deep end. I want to spend the last couple of minutes. Really, now you've gotten some of the sensibilities. You know, a little bit of background there.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because we
Shane's
went,
obviously into sports.
We went from bonding, like as in how we met and bonding, into just
somehow we ended up on Akon.
Exactly.
You know,
which is great.
And that's a good sign. I wanted to do like a quick. Rundown.
Can you put
I'll take
it over
that.
There?
I got that.
Thanks, man.
So, Shane.
Yeah, what's up?
We're going to do, like, favorites.
Okay.
Okay?
When it comes to what?
You'll see.
Okay. I'm excited.
Favorite color.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Red is my favorite color.
Red.
Red, yes.
Any particular, like if you had a crayon box full of reds, which one's your red? Dog Dick Red. That's a good one.
Clifford Red.
Clifford Red, the big red dog.
The big red dog.
Also,
that's a
big
good one,
red dog dick.
One big floppy dog dick.
All right. Big. No, but that's specific. That's what we want.
Okay.
That
yes.
red.
Specifically,
that
yeah,
red.
I would say, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because most people are like, maroon. I'm like, no, dude. I'm like, maroon's maroon.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's like a dark shade of red, but no, dude, fucking red. I like just like, as in, like I said, Clifford.
Favorite grade of school?
Great question. Dude, that's a great question. I'm going to say fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Fifth grade, yeah.
Anything in particular that was great about it?
I met my best friend, Tyler, in yep. fifth grade, and I'm his best man at his wedding that's coming up in
Sick.
April, which is awesome.
Shout out, Tyler.
And, like, shout out, Tyler, yeah. Tyler and Marissa, because they're getting married. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I was going to say, though, in fifth grade, not only that, just, like, when it came to, like, you know, having all my best friends in my class, almost.
Right.
And, like, dude, just doing everything together, like, we're just on top of the world, pretty much.
I think that's another thing that me and you had in common. We still have, like, friends from, you know,
yeah.
our middle school,
yeah.
high school days.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot
yeah.
of people don't have that.
I have my sandbox.
I feel like they have a couple, maybe one.
Oh, dude, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Most people that I know legitimately tell me, they're like, Shane, you know how lucky you are that you have, because I have four best friends and they're all from elementary school.
Right.
Yeah. I met all of them in elementary school.
That's
you know?
Huge.
So yeah, no, I mean, it's, I'm very, like I said, yeah, fortunate that I have these friends and, you know, we still have the relationship, you know, that we always had, and I'm 26 years old. So it's awesome.
Sick.
Yeah.
All right. Drink of choice. You go to a bar.
Okay.
What is the first thing you're asking for?
That's a great question as well. So I'm going to go with a cocktail.
Okay.
I'm not a huge cocktail guy, as I think I told you.
Yeah.
Because usually I stick to beer because I could always kind of find my level on beer. You know,
right,
I can't,
right.
I don't overdo it. I don't underdo it. But I'm going to have to go with a Jameson ginger ale.
Wow. J-Mo ginger.
J-Mo ginger is my go-to when it comes to cocktails. That or a Moscow Mule.
That's a saucy bitch right there.
Yeah. Jameson ginger is my jam.
Ooh,
nice.
That's even more fancy. Y'all some boozy hoes.
A little bit.
Bougie. Did yep. I say boozy?
Boozy. Said boozy.
Same thing, kind of, yeah.
You a bougie hoe. Boozy hoe.
Y'all some boozy, bougie
hoes.
You
got some boozy with you.
Little boozy. Webby and boozy. Boozy and Webby. I don't remember.
Little boozy, yeah, I like that.
I don't remember That's where these things went. Favorite food.
That's a
favorite food.
That's a hard one. That's
All right.
a hard one.
Favorite meal your mom would make.
Oh, okay. That changes the game.
Let's do that one.
That changes the game. I'm gonna go with because my mom is Italian,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of funny. I feel bad for saying this.
I don't.
Sorry to everyone listening, because I feel bad. I didn't really, like, because I grew up super picky.
Yeah.
I didn't really eat anything until, you know, I got older. Mm-hmm. And, like, now, you know, I'm, like, I've never been so open now that I have, you know. But, I mean, obviously, dude, my mom's, what's it called? Pasta.
Spaghetti?
And chicken cutlets.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pasta,
Pounds
chicken
them out.
Cutlets, and... She really does, like, you know, the salad, the homemade ranch dressing.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes her own ranch dressing, dude. The salad, just very authentic. And, dude, the pasta, like, it's, my mom loves to say, quoting her, it's like, because everyone always compliments her food, it's made with love. I love
wow.
that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, I would have to say that my mom makes. Yeah, that's, like, that's probably my favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the last one.
Okay.
What gets you out of bed in the morning?
What gets me out of bed in the morning?
What's driving you? What's keeping you moving forward? Whether it's a dream, a conviction, or you just do it for the fuck of it.
To wake up every single morning and be a better person than I was the day before. Mm-hmm. When it comes to relationships or when it comes to what I could do to society, everything. Just I want to be a better person than I was the day before. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope. That is not, I thought you were going to be like, fucking grind, bro.
Yeah.
Just get up and just give them the business.
Fucking send it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
We never covered this.
Yep.
We got a few minutes left.
Yeah, for sure.
Shane, by the way, is a very talented actor.
Thank you.
He already has one short out.
Mm-hmm. On YouTube, yes.
On YouTube.
Yep.
Do you want to go ahead and plug everything?
Yeah, it's the first short film that I was a part of is called Chip Off the Old Block, and it's on YouTube. If you type that in and search it, that's it. I got a second short film that I was a part of coming out on June 4th or 5th, sorry. And that'll probably be on YouTube. It's called The Next Episode. And that comes out June 5th. It'll probably be on YouTube as well.
I can't wait.
I'm having a premiere for it, but but that's like friends and family and stuff, obviously.
Right.
And so it'll be on YouTube. And yeah, I mean, as far as it comes to like, you know, like social media,
absolutely. Where
yeah,
can
social media.
You?
I mean, yeah, it's just my first and last name. It's Shane, Shane, and then Holter, Holter. That's my Instagram. That's also my Twitter. So I mean,
also look for Shane on. He had a brief stint where I believe you held a microphone in front of Miss Streep's face.
I did.
Yes,
I did indeed. That was
what was that like?
That was an awesome moment.
Seeing Meryl Streep.
Everyone legitimately asked me, like, kind of, because the biggest thing when you, and, you know, I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm, you know, the shit or anything, but, like, honestly, I've just been very lucky to be, like, you know, I told you, I got to work with Jim Carrey. You know, I was on a set with Jim Carrey, and everyone was like, dude, fuck, man, how was he? Was he normal, you know? Was he chill, you know? All this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nicest guy in the world.
Of course.
His process was just like, it's just really me as an actor, you know, I look at him and dude, this is one of the goats. It's like, for me, like, dude, not even comedy, like serious acting as well.
Right.
One of the goats. And to kind of just see him kind of get in his own kind of head and just kind of really like develop his character and then want to try different things every take.
Yeah.
Awesome. So a huge learning experience. And Meryl Streep is kind of the same thing where no joke, on set, and, you know, I hate this whole, you know, and we don't have to get into it, but the whole method thing, I mean, when it comes to, like, method acting and stuff like that, I just, you know, there's a big misinterpretation. But, like, in general, Meryl is so professional that when she is on set, so she's in her trailer almost the whole time, rehearsing at all.
Mm-hmm.
No rehearsing, which I was, dude. She had to do a whole fucking dance, as in like a whole choreographed dance on this red carpet that I'm on and we're all on. We're all waiting, you know?
Yeah.
She's in her, you know, in her fucking trailer, just like prepping, doing her shit. And no joke, the choreographers are doing this, her whole like choreograph, and I'm acting to them, you know, because we're all rehearsing.
Right.
She comes out and just fucking nails it right on, dude, just boom, puts a nail in the coffin. And I'm
just
like,
a beast.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, like mentally and physically, like I was just like, dude, she practices shit a lot, but she doesn't want to, they don't want to waste a fucking second.
No.
Rehearsing and then doing it.
Right.
James Corden, on the other hand, because he was in the scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
He rehearsed it a couple times.
That fucking clown. What a hack.
What a bitch.
What a hack.
No, he was awesome too. He was super funny. But
he's not American. Get him out of here.
Exactly. He's a fuck, dude.
Send that red coat back across the pond.
Their prep sucks. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, super funny. But no, he did some, like, you know, he rehearsed a little bit and, you know, he did it. But
I also don't know if Corden's, is he British?
He's British, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's British, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
I stand by everything I said.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else, but yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else, and I was like, everyone gets that mixed up.
Different kind of prep, right? Exactly. Am I right?
Exactly. Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
No, but anyways, yeah, no, Meryl, she's just, dude, super professional, and honestly, Very takes it just super serious when she's on set. Even when the director barely talked to her.
Wow.
Director legitimately was like, "You ready?" And she was like, in character, like, especially her voice. She was like, "Yes." And then just like, boom, they fucking did it. And like,
that's so amazing.
And dude, she kind of like, it didn't take a lot of takes with her, which I was like, you know, dude, a choreographed scene, I couldn't even imagine.
She's been doing
this
shit for fucking 40 years.
Yeah. True.
He's been a beast forever.
Still though, dude, fuck. Dude, Jim Carrey had a one-line fucking scene, dude, and he did it 46 times. You know? Nothing wrong with that, like I told you.
But that's a lot.
It's a ton. But guess what? Who's dude, it was his idea though. Because he was like, "No, I want to do it again. No, I want to do it again. No, I want to do it again." It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
And what do you say to Jim Carrey? Like, "No, Jim, we got it. Fuck off.
Jim pretty much on the show that I worked on, that's Jim's fucking show.
What show was it?
Dude, it was Kidding. It's called Kidding. It's on Showtime.
Huh.
Yeah, it's
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's pretty dark. Like it's like it's kind of funny, kind of, but it's like really, really dark from the very beginning.
Okay.
Which me being on set, I like watched the trailer and I was like, because I had no idea like what it was about. I thought it was like a comedy because it's
right,
fucking Jim Carrey.
Right.
Dude. No, it's dark. It's like his
interesting.
Son, dude, his son dies.
Oh.
And like
no, he's the lead?
He's the lead. And then he has like a daughter that like literally he has to like deal with like the death of like, you know, or I think his wife dies or something like that. It's like a tragic.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. And
damn it, Jim, just make the people laugh. Talk out of your ass again. What's
dude,
wrong with
no,
you?
No, seriously. And he's dude, these fucking scenes, I think that's kind of why, man, like as in the scene was kind of funny, but it was super dark that I was in.
Right.
Like I was like, fuck, dude. Like they like run over somebody in front of his kids and shit. And I was like, this is fucked up.
What kind of
dude.
Snuff film were you a part of?
Dude, I mean it's a TV series, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
That is insane.
And dude, I'm dead serious. One liner. It was a one liner and he did it 46 times. But guess what though? Like I said,
he nailed it.
Dude, he nailed it. It was funny though, because I was, you know, I tell people all the time, dude, I was like 6, 7, 11, 14 were great. I go, fucking great. As in, because I was keeping track in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you could have stopped on fucking 12, you know? Like, it was great.
Amazing.
But it was just the fact that he's a perfectionist.
Right.
You know, that's what makes him so great, and that's, you know, what makes Jim Jim. But yes, you could see me on...
There we go. Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you could see me on the show, The Prom, or it's a movie, sorry,
yes.
A Netflix movie.
Yes.
It's a musical. It's called The Prom. And
you can also see Shane's long hair in Atypical.
Yes. Yeah. I've been in quite a few TV series where, and this is, you know, I used to have really, really long.
Oh yeah.
Curly hair. Which
so
is,
did I.
Which is funny because MJ
another thing
pretty much knew
on.
Me as like having long hair.
Yeah.
And then now like I've only had short hair ever since. And I'm like, because I realized I was like,
now he's going to get typecast as Dash from The Incredibles.
100%. Which I am not mad about.
Grown-up Dash.
I am not mad about when I tell people
actually, that'd be great.
Dude, when I tell people that, by the way, shout out you, because guess what? I tell people that all the time. They go, "Oh, you look like this person." I go, "No, I look like Dash."
Yeah.
And then they go, "Dude, you fucking dude. They go, "Who told you that?" And I go, "Dude, my boy MJ told me that." I go, "Dude, I look like fucking Dash." And me being literally, I was talking to my roommate earlier. Incredibles is like probably my favorite movie of all time.
It's a great movie.
It's probably my favorite movie of all time.
Miss Incredible's got an incredible derriere.
Yeah, she does.
She got the fat ass, son.
She does. And especially, they really emphasize it in the second one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen the second one.
Oh, dude, you got it. Dude, it's funny because the first one, it was kind of just like whatever. But the second one, they made her like a real kind of like almost like a sexual figure.
Just a thickie.
A thickie, dude.
Thicker than a Snickers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey.
Which is, dude,
babe,
you haven't seen.
I know what we're watching tonight.
You haven't seen the second Incredible? Or Incredibles?
I don't think so.
Great movie, dude.
Huh.
It's not as good as the first. I mean, me personally, like as in, but almost more action in the second one than the first one, which is like, that's, you know, pretty cool.
So there you go. You got a recommendation out of him too. One more time, give me your Twitter and Instagram handle.
It is going to be Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Holter, H-O-L-T-E-R, all together, first and last name. That's my Twitter, and that's my Instagram.
I am, as always, MJBrag1200 across all social media. Please like and subscribe on Fish Burrito Pod. That's our YouTube page, I believe. And follow at Dufons on Instagram. That's my dog and producer, co-producer, executive producer of the new iteration of the Fish Burrito Podcast. We are going to be changing the name, I'm pretty sure, just for copyright and legal reasons. Nice. Producer Babe at Heather_Zimmerman. She always sits in the back and reads and makes sure we don't say anything too inflammatory. She frowns when we say something bad. She laughs when we say something funny. I hope you thought something was funny.
The mediator.
We always appreciate you. Love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Kisses, bitches.